Welcome to a Look in the Book Online Bible School. If you are listening to this recording, chances are you have enrolled into our Look in the Book Online Bible School. Studying the Bible is very exciting. It's an adventure. Studying the Bible will change your life for the rest of your life. Not only will it change your life, but it will also change the lives of the people that you come in contact with. I'm so excited to have you as a student or future student in our school. This morning, I want to share with you some things that you're going to need in order to help you get started. First, you will need some good Bible study tools. First, you will need a good study Bible. I recommend the King James Scofield Reference Study Bible. The Scofield Reference Bible is a very good study Bible. It has notes and cross references to help you along. Or the King James Ryrie Study Bible, which also has good notes and cross references. Or if the King James Bible is too hard for you to read, I recommend the New American Standard Bible, better known as the NASB Bible by Charles Ryrie. Most of the time, I will be using the King James Bible. However, some books I will be using the Ryrie Study Bible, the Ryrie New American Standard Bible. So get you a good Bible. Next, you need a good concordance. A concordance is a tool that helps you look up key words in the Bible. For instance, you are trying to find the verse Jesus wept, but you can't find that verse Jesus wept. But you can find it if you have a good concordance. You just open up your concordance and you look up the key word wept in your concordance, and you'll find it in the book of St. John, chapter 11, verse 35. You'll find Jesus wept. A concordance is a great tool to have. I recommend the New Strong Concordance. Next, you will need a good Bible commentary. A good Bible commentary will help you dig deeper into the study of God's Word. I recommend the Bible Knowledge Commentary. Studying the Bible can be hard, but your study can be made a lot easier with some good tools. So for this program, you need some good tools. A good Bible, a good concordance, and a good commentary. Those are some good tools to help you get started. Secondly, you need a 4 or 5 subject composition tablet so that you can keep good notes. I highly recommend a 5 subject composition tablet. This will help you keep all your notes together. For example, if you purchase a 5 subject composition tablet, you can put all of your notes from the first 5 books of the Bible in one tablet. You will have Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy all in one tablet. And if you do this throughout the study of this program, you will have about 13 of these five subjects composition tablets. You will have a wealth of knowledge all in one place. You will have a shelf full of notes on your bookshelf. Whenever you listen to a lesson, I recommend that you take some notes. For instance, when you study lesson one, write down lesson one at the top of your page and take some notes. When you study lesson two, write down lesson two at the top of your page, a new page, and then take some notes. That way you can always go back to your notes for future reference. Thirdly, study with the end in mind. Don't just study to be studying, but think how you can use this lesson to help you and somebody else. For instance, if you are preparing to be a pastor, a preacher, a Bible teacher, then you must take some good notes. In most of my lessons, I normally have three or four major points. You may want to write down the title of that lesson and then the three or four major points that was given, or the three or four major application points that was given at the end. If you have done a good job in taking notes, you will have some good outlines to use so that you can go and preach or teach or tell somebody else about the lesson that you've just learned. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, in rightly dividing the word of truth. So study with the end in mind. Fourthly, use repetition in the study of your lesson. Use repetition to help you learn. You may need to listen to the lesson more than one time to help you learn. It is our aim not for the lesson to just get into your head, but into your heart and spirit. Sometimes it takes more than listening one time for that to happen. For example, how do young people learn these hip-hop songs? They listen over and over and over again. Because the more you listen, the more you learn. Also, it helps to remember by telling somebody else what you have learned. When you can speak a thing or repeat a thing, it gets into your spirit. Repetition is the key. Fifthly, remember to turn in your study questions every time you complete a book. At the end of the study of each book, you will need to answer those seven questions and send them in. You can email them in or you can mail them in. They will be returned to you promptly. This is our way of holding you accountable for the study of the lesson. These seven questions are standard questions that will be used for all 66 books. Be prayerful and study and answer those questions. Finally, focus on application, not on dictation. It is not our aim to produce Bible scholars, but it's our aim to produce disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus gave a parable in the Sermon on the Mount about two builders. You can find this parable in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24 through 27, and it reads like this: "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." See, Jesus' focus was not on just hearing the word, but on doing the word. Jesus' focus was not on dictation, but on application. And I believe that if you focus on application, doing the word, not on dictation, you will be a strong Christian enduring the storms of life. God bless you. Enjoy your study. Thanks for listening.